Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us. This is number 1006A. The A's are always the latest news of the week, medical news of the week, obviously, and what it means to you. And by the way, we have a great guest on the B segment talking about something that you may not know of because I didn't know of it. And if you're like me, you don't know what misophonia is. But Dr. Philip Gardner, Gander, who's in the Department of Neurosurgery at the University of Iowa, gave a great interview, and you'll want to learn about that. Of course, we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. And if you want to have some fun, you can take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. Go to mypersona.com. And by the way, if you go to mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, that's my name, you get a discount on your first two orders. The news of the week is really incredibly interesting this week. The story one is that there are new dietary guidelines issued by the USDA, HHS, and the FDA, and they're a surprise because they actually are rational. That is, lobbying and all those other things which normally say, well, we're going to put sugar as top of the pyramid as the most important. Sugar is downgraded from 10% to 6% for both children and adults. It really should be at 4% or 0%. This is what I will call the Roizen Rule for a Younger You segment, because Roizen Rule for a Younger You, rule number 6, is avoid added sugar, added syrups, and simple carbohydrates, and the new dietary guidelines try to do that. Story two is summer's toxic algal blooms. They're actually a growing threat to our health. This is a longevity is the next disruptor story because, believe it or not, you think about those algal blooms if you swing in a lake. So the way the algae defend themselves against other predators is they put neurotoxin. And that neurotoxin kills people who are going to eat them. They've evolved to live longer that way. Well, unfortunately, we would live shorter, much more sensitive to kids. It comes from the nitrate or the fertilizer overage or the poop, I guess, overage from hogs and other animals, but especially from raising soybeans and corn, and that fertilizer overage goes into the lake and you get the algal blooms. Those blooms can cause long-term damage, especially when combined with that red tide. So you remember last year or the year before, there was a red tide off of the western Florida coast. And well, that combined with the algal blooms, which they had, leads to long-term neurologic deficit. So this is one thing. They are a growing threat to health. Could vegetable protein be the fountain of youth? It turns out it is in this study. Long-term study, 750,000 people looked at the study. For every 3% substitution of vegetable protein for animal protein, that is having nuts or seeds or quinoa or legumes instead of having red meat, 5% increase in longevity, healthy longevity. So could vegetables be the fountain of youth? Yes. What puts you at high risk for midlife mental decline? Turns out three things stood out in this study of over 2,000 people. It was high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and high smoking. So blood pressure, we all know how to treat it. 115 over 75, the ideal for living longer with less disability. Diabetes, blood sugar, you want that, the hemoglobin A1C to be below 5.6. You can get these with either diet, exercise, lifestyle, stress management, or with treatment. And tobacco was the third thing. Those were both at the high risk for midlife mental decline and for people not having sharp memory into their 90s. So that's another one of our stories that we should have for the longevity is the next disruptor segment of this program. And of course, since we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition, they have NAD or Niagen. That's what's been shown in animal studies, not human studies, but in animal studies to decrease the risk of memory decline because it helps mitochondria. We have safety data in humans. We don't have it in animals, but you can go and it's pretty wonderful stuff in the animal world. This is a interesting story because it responds to one of the questions that people often ask, what are the side effects for a low-carb, high-protein diet? And the answer is that one of the side effects is health if you make it vegetable protein. And they said, well, what about I heard there was an increased risk of eye problems. Well, that was disproven in this recent study from Harvard. And where they looked at was what was the risk of glaucoma and other eye injuries, and it was zero. No increased risk from having a low-carb, high-protein animal diet. No, I'm sorry, not animal, vegetable protein diet, avoiding the animal protein. What do you do that makes your knee pain worse? Well, I'm going to tell you what most commonly makes knee pain worse, and that is it is hitting the hard ground running. That is, when you strike the hard ground, it especially uneven surfaces, that's very tough on your knee. Easier to do it on a treadmill, which is padded. So check to make sure it's a high-quality padded treadmill. Or even better for getting cardiovascular exercise, bike, especially indoor stationary bike, or rowing machine, or an elliptical. All are much easier on the knee. Secondly, ignoring your body. If it has pain, take a break, get it healed before you exercise it. Other things, extra weight means extra stress, bad mechanics, and bad gear. Those are some of the really bad things. How do you get the better gear and better mechanics? Well, it is to go to someone who specializes in this. Unfortunately, I don't know actually, but you can probably do it by filming yourself and sending a film to the appropriate people. Eating chocolate at least once a week, that is dark chocolate with 70% or more, does decrease your risk of heart disease and heart problems, even arrhythmias. Large study about a 8% decline from this. And what do you want to ask your oncologist if before you undergo, when you get a diagnosis of cancer, what should you be asking your oncologist? And I like the first question actually best of all the questions. I'm going to give you a chance while I pause. I'm going to give you a chance to say, what should it be? Well, the first one, the most important one is, where and when do you recommend getting a second opinion? Remember, 30% of the pathology specimens at a major hospital, Hopkins, where they were reviewed, that were initially diagnosed as cancer, did not prove to be cancer. That's an outstanding institution. It wasn't amateurs did this. This is the best there is, and they were 30% wrong. The second is, how do I preserve my fertility? That's different from men and women, but there are ways. Third, is a clinical trial right? Fourth, what do I do if I'm having to coming to grips with my diagnosis? That is, how do I get help? Fifth, what's the goal of my treatment? Is it a cure? Is it palliation? Is it to live a little longer? And then it's to balance the benefits and risks. What do you want to do? Six, what will my treatment cost? You never want to worry about that, so you want to worry about how it will be beforehand and what are the copay. Almost every major medical center will have someone to help you figure that out if you ask the question. And what happens if there are no more treatments out there that can help me? What do I do? So those are the really important questions about cancer. Now, I want to go over one more progress on cancer. That is a blood test. And this is a blood test that looked at DNA, specific bits of DNA in your blood. And it diagnosed 4 years early with a specific signature, colon, esophageal, liver, lung, and stomach cancer. So, and with really very high, 95% of sensitivity and specificity. So what you wanted to do is to see, will this become prime time? Can you get your diagnosis earlier? We really don't know that. But that's going to be an important subject going forward. And in fact, we're going to talk in next week's Section B. So podcast 1007B, we'll be talking with Dr. Kaifi, K-A-I-F-I, who's a assistant professor of surgery at the Missouri University School of Medicine, about unique cells found in lung cancer patients that predict survival. Well, these cells predicted disease in those in that esophageal, liver, stomach, and those few other cancers that have been studied 4 years early, and knowing about it early probably will help you survive it. So those are the top medical news stories of the week and what they mean to you. Just to reiterate, avoid places that say they've got toxic algae blooms, because those really are toxic for you. My Roizen rule for a younger you, number four, is avoid sugar, and the dietary guidelines do that. In fact, they cut out all sugar now, all sugar drinks for children. Could vegetable protein be the fountain of youth? Yes. And what puts you at high risk for midlife mental decline? It is high blood pressure, high blood sugar or diabetes, and smoking. So avoid those. As usual, we'll be back next week with later news of the week and what it means to you. Our guest this week on 1006B is Dr. Philip Gander of the Department of Neurosurgery at the University of Iowa, who talks about misophonia, hatred or dislike of common everyday sounds, such as loud gum chewing, or a person's voice that drives you crazy, or if barking dogs drives you crazy. That's what misophonia is. Number 1007B, well, that's going to be Dr. Kaifi talking about lung cancer patients and the unique cells they have. We'll be back again, and as usual, sponsored by Persona Nutrition. Caitlin, my first chance to work with a new engineer, Caitlin, who is just wonderful. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, we are sponsored by Persona. You can get personalized daily vitamin packs just for you. Personalized, yes, our sponsor is Persona Nutrition. I take my personalized supplements, and you can too. Take the free online assessment and get your recommendations at mypersona.com. No obligation. You can talk to a nutritionist. No obligation there either. Find out what you're missing or maybe not, and find out how to get what is right for you at mypersona.com. Thanks again very much for downloading us. And you are why we are motivated. Remember, we will have a special edition at 10:20 A and B on what you can do to live longer, younger, or to live younger, longer. That is, I'm going to give you all of the latest data on longevity and what you can do. Special no news of the week for 10:20. So mark that on your calendar. It's 14 weeks from now. Thanks again. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. Thank you for downloading us.